Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Could be your pick. Not quite Florida weather.
No.
But, you know, up here in October, we're like 6 weeks away from Thanksgiving.
I know. Fall's
are you gonna? Though. Is everyone in the posse, the family going
to? Yeah, it's our turn to host. It'll all be at our house.
Wait, how many kids are married?
One's married, two are engaged.
Okay, and when are the two other weddings?
Next year.
And so when you say you got it, I mean your son's wife's family gets it in the other years or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, we have it figured out so that basically every other year.
Because I lost Thanksgiving like out of the gate.
Oh no!
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
And it's a holiday I really love. But I do actually like Thanksgiving at my in-laws. But I feel bad for my family because they didn't get to see my kids.
Yeah,
I don't care about me. It's more about the children. Yeah. All right, listen. So it is annoying. It is annoying
yes.
when you're watching a streaming service
yes.
and they cut to commercial because we're too cheap to get the non-commercial version. And it, all of a sudden, because you have to be like, you need the remote in your hand the whole time
oh,
because
yes.
say your volume's at 12, it like goes to like 18 on the commercial.
You gotta hear
and
that.
It's such an important issue that the most important state in the union, the seventh biggest economy on the planet, had to pass a law to deal with it.
Yes, the governor has posted Governor Newsom thinks this is what he should be focused on, not, you know, reservoirs full of water for fires, but he wants to make sure
or any of a million things,
just a bazillion things you could think of. But he posts on X that he has definitely just signed legislation enforcing regulation across streaming platforms that you can't have the commercials be louder than the actual volume of the stream itself. Well, thank you, Governor. We are so happy. If you're living in the state of California, you just got to be
tax
shaking
dollars
your head.
At work. Now, first yeah. of all, I mean, it's a good thing that you don't have to deal with it. But in the portfolio of issues we need to handle, I think it's probably 1,472nd on the list.
You can't make it up, Brian.
There you go.
He got something done, though. Hey, look at him.
He passed a law.
Hey, government working for you.
Gavin Newsom, 2028.
There you go.
Okay, so other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
This cop scam.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to regret being on record and saying this, but when you read about it,
yep.
like, how can anybody fall for that?
So it's... close friend of the family. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because it happened to them.
Really?
It did. Professional person was literally, I don't know if it's a guilty conscience that happens, but they thought they were on the phone with a police department, a New England police department, that said, you will be arrested because of an outstanding something.
But why don't you say, I'll come down to the station and we'll just talk about it?
Don't get off the phone. Can't get off the phone. They got this person to really believe that they were going to be arrested if they didn't send $800 right away. They then went with them, and that this person took cash out.
And wait, they had a uniform on and stuff?
No. Went they on the phone.
Okay.
Took them with them on the phone. Took cash out, $800. Put it into a cryptocurrency, and sent it off to what they thought was a police department. And this is a very smart person, professional person. My point of bringing it up, if it can happen to them, it can happen to you. So if you find yourself, I'll tell you this, the police aren't that efficient. They're not going to, if you don't pay an $800 fine, have you ever seen a TikTok video of anybody being arrested for this ever?
Mm-mm.
Of all the things you would think you would see because of the efficiency of our police departments because of this type of thing. If you don't pay your fine, you're going to be arrested. I don't see anything on social media. How can you fall for this stuff if you don't even see it as a thing?
Right. I mean, I think that's one part of it. For me, I just go back to like, it's like the same thing. If you get a call from somebody, just say Fidelity, you call Fidelity and yeah. see if there's a problem. They'd be like, I'll come down to the station right now and let's work this out. I mean,
yep. If anybody makes you stay on that phone, it is a scam. Hang up and don't fall for it.
It is scary, though. I mean, if somebody, you know, that you respect.
Very smart person. Yeah. And then, of course, somehow they even divulge their social security number and a checking account at the same time.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I don't know how these people are able to convince folks to do this, but it is
must be
scary.
Good at it.
Yeah.
We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Go visit him in East Hartford if you can get there.
Exactly.
But if you don't want to drive to East Hartford, you can listen to Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays here in WTIC, and they cover just a range of things. And honestly, there's no question too dumb.
Right.
And I think that's the point, is like it's a safe space for all you people listening out there who may not be – like my dad – he wastes money on like a computer consultant, and he bought a new printer, a new computer, and the printer still doesn't work. And he's like, I have this consultant who does a nice job. I said, well, Dad, you haven't been able to print in 4 months. Just call up Eric, and he'll solve your problem.
Yeah, we'll hook him up.
Let's talk about pharmacy kiosks.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I'm sorry, I'm going out of order.
That's okay.
Eric likes order.
No. I don't know what you're going to do, but the Jeep story still, I want to talk about that.
Oh, that's right. Let's get through the kiosk story because— You know, in some ways, for simple stuff, it makes sense. But like, I love, honestly, our pharmacist at the Price Chopper in Windsor on Pequannock.
There you go.
Because like, oftentimes there's like, do you do GoodRx or can you get the best price? And they sort of help us out figuring out how to pay.
Nice.
And a kiosk isn't going to do that. But a simple stuff, if it's for like, you know, like Flonase or whatever crap you need, like it makes a lot of sense.
It does make some sense. So basically, these are going to be the Amazon health. They have like this health thing. Think of it as like an urgent care type of thing. And right outside, after the doctor has prescribed whatever antibiotic, whatever thing you're going to need, they know you're going to get it because the kiosk is right there and it'll dispense it to you. So that's the thing. Amazon's saying it's going to help your health because I guess a lot of people don't do what the doctors tell them to do.
Like, shocker.
Exactly. So they're assuming if you have the kiosk out there, you're going to go ahead and swipe your credit card and go ahead and get your prescription. So you can actually be a part of this One Medical thing when you have a $9 a month membership to One Medical.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You can go ahead and get your stuff right out of kiosk.
And are they going to have them all over the place?
Again, in these Amazon pharmacies, I guess they will. And you know what? My son's a pharmacist, so I agree with you. Pharmacists do a great job. This is obviously possibly disruptive to that industry.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit where you don't need that interaction. But I got to tell you, it's like one of my children needs a decent amount of medication. And, and honestly, like, because my wife is really anti-CVS right now. It's just nice to have a person. Like, now I know them by name, and it's like, reminds me of the old days.
I agree.
Back in the soda jerk days.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the Jeep, because I have a 2024, I think it's a 4, 4xE Grand Cherokee.
Yep.
And could I have died?
Possibly, right? So this is the thing. Over the weekend, the folks at Jeep, Stellantis, right?
Yep.
They sent out an over-the-air update. Now, I figured I'd be reading this story about Tesla someday.
Right.
I figured this is definitely going to happen with Elon's company. Nope. A nice American company, sends out an update over the air that literally
what does that mean? It goes straight to your like
you're going to get an update on your screen saying you need an update and folks said okay, they're like okay, update my system while they were driving. So this shouldn't even be a thing, right? So you have the Insurance Institute testing crash tests, right, to make sure that the car is safety for crashes.
Right.
How about asking, do you do over-the-air updates that can affect the powertrain for crying out loud? Right. Yes. Well, then you get a D or an F.
Right. You shouldn't allow people to download an update while the car's on or moving or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like CrowdStrike all over again.
So, what happens? So somebody's on the highway, and what happened?
They literally lost power, and they were stranded.
So would the car jerk to a stop?
I think it just runs out of steam, right? You just go from 70 to...
Sometimes you lose steering when that stuff happens.
It didn't say that, okay. But I think going from... if you're camping in the left lane like we all do in Connecticut and you run out of juice here at 70 miles an hour, this shouldn't be a thing, right? So where's the Insurance Institute asking the question, hey, by the way, do you guys do over-the-air updates while you're driving? Oh, of course not. That would be stupid. Nope. Here's where we are, Brian. I can't believe this is a thing. But then if you look at CrowdStrike and you look at the other things, what manufacturer thought this was a good idea?
Yeah, or maybe they didn't even know. My thing is that maybe they didn't even think about the possibilities of when people would download it, right? Maybe they didn't even game out for
screen.
That. I know.
So
what would they end up doing, though? Like, how do they respond?
They sent out a fix, but for those folks, you might have to deal with a problem because you have to apply the fix. You could have already loaded it, and you can't actually use the car. So there's some issues there. Call your Jeep dealer to figure out what's going on here. And here's the thing. Do we need a law to say this is really stupid? Or how many people need to actually die? How many people have to get in an accident because of an idiot over-the-air update while you're driving? I mean, this can't be a thing, Brian, in the year 2025, but it is. How many other stupid things like this occur? It drives me nuts.
Take a deep breath.
I'm sorry.
Take a deep breath. Think about how you love technology.
Oh. No, well, that's the thing. You'd think I would love technology. It scares the bejesus out of me,
I
right?
do like my Jeep, though, but I'm glad I didn't download the
update. And you're here. We're glad all about that.
Thank you. Me
you're
too.
Still breathing. I'd be really upset if I'd be doing the show without you.
Well, maybe you want the show. Maybe you're like, now I can do my thing. Eric, it's great to see you. Welcome
too,
back to New England. We welcome you with great weather.
Thank you.
Eric Semmel, again, Saturday, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.